Hey doctors, what on earth is going on with healthcare reform in this country? I mean, we're physicians. We just want to take care of patients and do our jobs well without all the mess. Some doctors think that repealing the Affordable Care Act is a terrible idea. Other doctors were never fans of the ACA. One thing is true, however, all of us know exactly what we need to do to efficiently take care of patients, generate revenue, and be efficient practicing doctors. We just don't have a big enough voice yet. My name is Dr. Alok Patel, pediatrician in New York City, and here at Medscape, the doctor's opinion is exactly what we're after, so pay attention. Should the ACA just be tweaked, or does it need to be completely gone?
I think it should be tweaked. I think overall, the majority of the patients that we have has allowed a lot of our patients to have better follow-up after being involved in a traumatic incident.
Well, early on, I had a lot of patients who were my patients for a long time, signed up for a plan and then found out they couldn't see me.
In general, expanding Medicaid coverage, getting follow-up for patients has been significantly easier for us.
Outpatient medications for psychiatry that are approved are very limited. The ones that I am allowed to prescribe through that act are very old, and they often are the ones that are the most dangerous.
The Affordable Care Act had several provisions in it which basically created funding mechanisms to support safety net hospital systems, in part because they were going to, there's also going to be Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, so there was more Medicaid patients.
But I think of something that a lot of people don't realize is that, yeah, the premium increases are there, but they're actually getting a lot more health care than what they're used to. For instance, you know, having all preventative care covered.
I mean, I saw patients who were just waiting on their cancer treatments. I saw patients that were having trouble peeing for over a year and then finally were able to get access just to get their medications or sometimes even their surgeries.
So you see the patients that actually have insurance mandated by the ACA, they're able to afford much better care post-stroke. And that's one of the biggest ways that we've seen during residency where the ACA has helped.
Now, when I actually discharge patients from the hospital, many times I was very worried that I couldn't get them the appropriate follow-up that needed to for these patients. But now, due to the Affordable Care Act, I'm actually able to get them appropriate follow-up.
So there you have it. Real opinions about healthcare reform from actual doctors. Because at the end of the day, we're the ones taking care of patients, not politicians. We want to hear your comments, your feedback, and what's on your mind. Thanks so much for watching. Stay tuned for more.